Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper. Waking up the sleeper, who we been a peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
What up, family? This is Brother Kev, aka Cosmic Kev.
And this is Rigel. Right here for you.
Assalamu alaikum. What's up? You know, Pastor Rise here. What it up? What it do? What it do? What it do?
What it do? And we are Collective Minds Radio, where we all ain't got to think alike, but we all got to think for show, y'all. And we back for another powerful discussion. Please give us a call. This is going to be a great build. The number is 929-477-1697. And before we get started, y'all, you know how we do. How was y'all week? And do y'all have any announcements for the family?
A wonderful week I had. No announcements. Just looking forward to this build-up that we've been waiting to discuss. It's a hot topic. Everybody going at it, though.
Yes, indeed, Brother Mufasa. You got any announcements for us?
Been an interesting week for me as well. Only announcement I have is for everyone out there to continue to do your investigation with one of our protest family members here, Melissa McKinney. Continue to uplift her family in prayers. You know, her son was suspiciously found hanging in her backyard. And we're trying to get to the bottom of what happened to her son. So you can look her up on Instagram and Facebook. Look up her son, Donye Jones, if you're not aware of the story of what happened to him. And, you know, get informed.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yep. Be looking out for that family. Please support y'all. Look up the story if you don't know about it. And, you know, we continue to try to get the word out on this show as well, Collective Minds. Yeah, so today, y'all, we have a very powerful discussion going on today. It's been a lot of things going online. I'm talking about this topic has divided households, people deleting friends on social media, people cussing each other out. It seems there's a lot of emotion and a lot of energy behind this Surviving R. Kelly documentary, right? So for those that don't know, Lifetime aired a docu-series called Surviving R. Kelly, which basically talks about his escapades or sexual escapades for the last probably about 27 years. There's different women coming out telling their story. They have his ex-wife on there as well. And it's a three-day, I believe, six-part series. So each day they play two parts, and it was a six-part series. It's been heated, a lot of discussion online. Like I say, a lot of emotion going into this. So we are going to build on this. We're going to discuss it, and hopefully we get the perspective from the family. So like I say, this is Collective Minds. It's not a spectator sport. So give us a call. The number is 929 877-1697, and we will get to the call lines in a second. But before we do that, we go give Rigel Starr and a brother Mufasa Ra a chance to give their opinion on the documentary and all of the you know, hoopla that's surrounding this particular docu-series. So we're going to let Rigel Starr go first. What are your thoughts on the surviving R. Kelly documentary? First, did you see it? And then what are your thoughts on the documentary?
Yeah, I did. I saw some of it. I didn't watch the third day, which would have been yesterday, Saturday. I watched a portion of Friday, and I did watch Thursday. So I watched a portion of it. It's interesting. A lot of information over the years and throughout his career, I've, you know, like most people, have heard about the comments and the accusations about, you know, him messing with the young girls and how he treated women and things like that. So a lot of this stuff wasn't so new, but it was, I will admit, it was different for me watching it and actually seeing some of the so-called victims. My stance really haven't changed too much. I may have broadened my perception of the things that I think, but I didn't never really take away anything that I currently thought just based off of that. And I just feel like, you know, I think that they're all guilty and they're all victims. Everybody that was a part of this whole everything, you know, from R. Kelly, from the kids, from the parents, from the staff and the family and friends and people that was aware of what was going on. You know, if this story is true, and as they say, then I think that they're all victims. I don't condone any grown man messing with a small minor or a young lady or a young man underage. And it's sad nowadays you got to throw in the men when you're talking about men. It's crazy. I realized that after I said
right.
it. But
right.
even when, you know, I don't condone it at all. I also, as a parent, don't condone a daughter of mine that's 12 and 13 years old hopping herself off without my knowledge and doing things, being with an adult like that, you know, back and forth. It's not like she was kidnapped and kept away at 13. So she's going back and forth. So that means her, you know, her cycle of just deception is also involved in it. So as a parent, I don't condone that either, you know. And also as a parent, I don't condone parents neglecting and not being aware and watchful of the children that they, you know, that they have. You know, we as parents, we supposed to know where our children are. You know, we supposed to have an understanding about their behavior. You know, we supposed to be teachers here for them, you know. So I don't condone that. And as an adult, I don't condone being in an atmosphere where you're seeing someone as R. Kelly and him messing with young kids and not saying nothing about it. I don't condone that behavior either. So it's just like the list goes on and on and on with all those who were involved. But I think they're all sick, you know, or, you know, I just think that, you know, they didn't handle the situation right at all. You know, you can't be around a situation like that, and clearly you see young kids being violated and taken advantage of, you know. So I just think that from the beginning to the end, everybody involved was just had issues, and I look at them as all victims.
Yes,
it's
indeed.
A sad thing,
yes,
you know,
indeed.
But I could keep it there, you know, and give everybody else an opportunity. And I can, you know, chime in later on with more.
That's right. With more, okay. Indeed, okay. That's a good. That's a good setup to get us
started.
That's
just my overall. That's my overall.
Right. So now you say. Now would you say that our society is sick? Would you put this blame on society as well? And then we'll go to Brother Mufasa.
Well, you know what? That's a good question, and I would. Yes. Yes, definitely society, yes, plays a role in this. Absolutely. Yep.
Yes, indeed. Okay. Yes, indeed. And Brother Mufasa, did you get a chance? I know you heard about it and you've seen, you know, post online. Did you get a chance to watch it? And how do you feel about the whole situation?
Well, no, I did not watch the witch hunt of my brother Robert. I did not.
Your brother.
And I'm going to start by saying, hands off Robert.
Mm.
Now, I'm going to be the one to jump out. I'm going to jump out there and jump in the forefront.
Oh.
And try to defend and help my dear brother, Robert Kelly. Because no one else is willing to do so. So I'm going to take it upon myself to take these hits.
It is what it is.
I'm a fullback. He the running back, and I'm going to come and bust through the line and kind of clear the hole for my brother.
Oh, wait.
So let me say, let me go and get the controversial rant out the way. Let me get it started. First off, again, no, I did not watch that witch hunt. I do not feel sorry for nan one of them females. Not in the least bit. I look at them as being very thottish, very manipulative.
It is what it is.
What they were doing was trying to seduce Mr. Kelly and got seduced themselves. And what young female, first off, and I love what Sister Wright said about the parents. Where was y'all at? I tell you where y'all was at. Y'all was serving y'all children up on a platter, hoping that your young daughter might get pregnant, hoping that you could get some funds off Mr. Robert. Because none of y'all was, you know, out there blasting and acting a fool like you're doing now. All these people that was on the TV show, all these victims, was they parents sitting on the panel with them? Was they parents telling the story with them? No, they done slithered on in the darkness like snakes in the back in the background while Kelly taking all the heat from this stuff. So what happens if the witch hunt is successful and they do get Kelly for, you know, they throw him in jail, whatever they do to him? What happened to these parents? What happened to these slick women? These slick, manipulative, thottish women, you know what they do? They just move on with their life to victimize the next person. They probably raising their kids to do the same thing, seeking out fortune and fame. So, no, I'm going to defend my brother. Now, he's guilty of laying up, or, you know, I can't even say he's guilty because the man didn't get the rap from that video case. I mean, he didn't get convicted in that. It's still an assumption. So, in that regards to that, I'm not even really going to touch that because he was not convicted in that. But I'll just speak on what's happening now with these women that then jumped out of off the scene and going at your boy. I know what's up with y'all. Y'all thottish, like I said. Mm. You should have been trying to work on your own career and start and
it
not
is
trying
what
to
it
sneak
is.
Up, lay up with R. Kelly. And then when it didn't go your way, oh, now it's boo-hoo. I was
I was done so wrong, I survived. Come on, like the man pulled up and threw you a duct tape shoe and threw you in the trunk and took you off somewhere. I'm not buying it. And I'm sure I'm going to catch some heat behind my comments, but I don't care. I'm just telling you how I feel. It's my mind, my opinion, and I feel that these women is slick and manipulative, and they just mad because they didn't get what they really wanted, fame and fortune. I rest my case right
now,
there.
Do you mind if I ask one question, Brother Kevin? I want to ask one question.
Go ahead.
Okay, now you said a lot about the girls, and you did touch base on the parents. Can I ask you your opinion of Mr. R. Kelly? Like, do you see anything that he did wrong, incorrect, or out of line? Or do you think he was just perfectly fine in it?
I don't see nothing he did wrong.
Okay. Go on, Brother Kevin.
Oh, okay. Yes, indeed. Yes,
that
indeed.
Is,
so
yeah,
that's,
oh, wow. That's
very
okay.
No, controversial. But my brother's a grown man. He can definitely defend his
it's all just some accusations is what I'm hearing. So, I don't see nothing he's done wrong. I just see a lot of young women attacking my brother.
All right. Well, this is Collective Minds Radio. If you're just joining us, y'all, we are talking about the controversial docuseries that aired on Lifetime this past weekend called Surviving R. Kelly. And we are going to go to the call lines here in a minute. But I want to lay out, my views on the docuseries that aired about Mr. Robert Kelly. Now, I just want to say this for the record. I have never been a fan of R. Kelly, never bought his music, never attended his concerts. And, I thought the man made good music. Okay, that was cool. But I started looking at him funny when the whole Aaliyah thing came out, right? And that was around, I believe, 93, 94. I was looking at him kind of funny. I'm like, okay, Aaliyah's 15. He's mid-20s going on 30. So I was looking at him funny then. Now, when the tape came out in 2002, I was done. That was it for me. Because for me, as a man, I cannot defend or respect a 30-year-old, 40-year-old, 50-year-old man that preys on teenage girls, whether they agree to it or not. That's just me. Like, I cannot defend that type of action. You see what I'm saying? I think it's sick.
Facts.
I think he is a sick person. Now, in the documentary, he did admit to himself being a victim of molestation between the ages of, I believe, 8 to 13. He said there was a man in his neighborhood that molested him, and he also said it was an older, I believe, babysitter, female, who molested him as well. Now, we all knew this about R. Kelly. This is like the information in his documentary is going on 30 years old. So I feel like a lot of this stuff could have been prevented if we really cared about our babies, right? When the Aaliyah thing came
back out,
when the tape came out, these things could have been prevented. Now, 30 years later, I feel like the damage is already done. So what is this all about? Now, for me, I feel like there's another agenda, which I'm going to get into later. But I just want to say this. As far as the blame goes, for me, it starts with Robert Kelly. That's first and foremost. Number one, he was the older person. Number two, he used money, fame, influence, power, things like this to lure these young girls into these situations. Now, yes, they could have went voluntarily. They could have had their own ulterior motives, right? But he used those things to lure them in and, you know, basically take advantage of these women, in my opinion. So I think this
I'm hearing some background noise. I'm hearing the game or something going on. But so I think it starts with R. Kelly. Now, after R. Kelly, we have to look at the parents of these kids, like Rigel and Mufasa said. Where are these parents? Where are their loved ones? How are these kids in the studio with him weeks at a time? They're disappearing months at a time. And nobody, no uncles, no fathers, no brothers are coming to see what's going on with these women. You see what I'm saying? So that's the second part of the blame goes to the family of these people who are not, protecting these young women. Also, we got to look at R. Kelly's circle, right? Jive Records, who he was signed to for years, they knew about this. They knew this man was molested. They knew he was at the high schools in Chicago trying to pick up girls, hanging out at the McDonald's. Jive Records is also liable. His managers are liable. His bodyguards are liable. The handlers around him, some of his dancers who were also in the documentary, they're liable as well. Then you got Essence. You got these quote-unquote black publications like Essence, Ebony, Vibe, who R. Kelly has been on the cover. They've supported him, given him awards. These people are also liable. That's why I asked Rigel, is society at large responsible as well? Because a lot of people still supported R. Kelly after these accusations came out and were known, right? The sex tape dropped in 2002. This man was still touring around the world. This man was still dropping music. So on and so forth, still making money. So everybody, I feel like, was conflicted.
It is what it is.
So for 30 years later, everyone to have this outrage like, oh, I didn't know. No, there was a lot of people around him who knew, who covered things up. When he was married to Aaliyah, there's a guy in the docuseries who said himself she was 15. He lied and said that she was 18. Like, he was part of the conspiracy to lie so they could get married. You see what I'm saying? So there's a lot of blame to go around. I would never blame the victim because I feel like these are young children who are vulnerable. We've all been young. We've all made mistakes, right? So the children's blame or the young
now,
girls'
still
blame,
even as adults,
goes,
adults make mistakes.
That goes towards the parents. That's on the parents. Right. If you're going to, you can't blame the victim. You got to blame those young children. You got to blame their parents because the parents are responsible for the children up into a certain age. You see what I'm saying? But like I said, I feel like with this, there is another agenda and I'm going to get into that. So I think you can condemn R. Kelly and his actions, but you can also expose the other agenda that is at play here. And as a black male, I feel like this entire documentary was an anti-heterosexual black male agenda or hit piece. You see what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? But I'll get into that later. Let's try to see if you want to take some calls, Rigel. We are discussing the Surviving R. Kelly documentary that aired. It's been heated. A lot of people have been going at it on social media, but we are going to break it down here on Collective Minds Radio, and hopefully by the end, we can offer some solutions as to how, as a community, we can prevent these type of events from occurring that put our children, boys and girls.
Hands off, Robert.
You see, so.
Hands off, Robert.
Call, y'all.
Hands off, Robert.
477-1697. You want to take a call, Rigel?
Okay, that? We can go to the call lines. Area code 314.
Hands off,
568. Caller, you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or comment? Area code 314-568. Hello. Hey, caller, how you doing? You
Hello.
On with Collective
Peace
Minds.
Call,
you have
doing?
A question or comment?
Hello, is it me?
Yes,
yes, sir. Caller, go ahead. What do you think? Did you see the docuseries on R. Kelly, and what do you think about it, bro?
Yeah, I seen it, and I wasn't gonna speak, but you know this Will, the homeboy.
Yes,
you know,
indeed.
And,
okay.
I'm gonna say this. I was just listening, and brother Mustafa, that's your name.
Mufa.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed in hearing you because first of all, what you keep saying. As you keep saying, these women, these ain't women, these kids, these babies, these 12, 13, 14-year-olds. So, for one, to me, it seems like you're saying you condone an adult to manipulate a kid. And apparently, like I said, you didn't see it, but on the show it said that this dude was going up to his high school. So, a lot of times when you make it to a certain caliber, you do go back to your high school for donating computers or bad labs. This dude was going back apparently picking up kids.
Exactly.
You said it multiple times,
exactly.
Women. Thought. You calling these little girls that got taken advantage of thought. You should be.
That's right.
You should be ashamed of yourself for that, especially when you were just speaking on the young man that got hung. You know. So now you're saying, okay, you go protest and you go preach and you go stand up for a man. Mm-hmm. Whatever happened to
right.
this guy, which I hate it happened. It ain't.
Right.
Not saying that that's better or nothing, but you go condone an adult. Adult
mm-hmm.
taking advantage of kids, parents,
right.
and then the judicial system. We say he didn't get charged for it. You know how many people in the world do stuff that don't get charged for it. So that shouldn't
exactly.
even be one of your selling points. Saying okay, since he didn't get charged for it, he didn't. Ain't all these police
Facts.
Out here getting people. All these police out here killing people every day and not getting charged for it. So since they didn't, since Darren Wilson didn't get charged for it, he didn't kill Mike Brown.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's all day long. The judicial system did stop working. You know, and
exactly.
and I don't know you. And Kev, one of my best friends, I'm upset because I'm listening to you talk, man. And you laughing about it. You laugh. Oh, I'm gonna take the blame. I'm gonna take the hits for this for brother Robert. You laughing at? Ain't nothing funny about this whole situation that's going on. These little young girls. I'm
right.
41 years old. I can go to a high school and I can game M one of these little girls into doing just about whatever I want to. But I know that that's not right. As a grown man, I know exactly what I should do and where I should go with kids. I got a 13-year-old daughter. You know what
that's
I mean?
Right.
Like you said, I ain't going to put my daughter in a whole lot of them situations. She's not allowed to do none of the things that are going on. But still in all, these kids' parents could have been crackheads. They could have been out on the streets. So whatever the case, and I do blame parents. I blame parents should be aware where the kids at, but ain't no way you can possibly sit here and say, okay, it's these kids, these girls, fault for this adult man manipulating their young minds to do whatever they want to do for, and be called a thot. That's disrespectful, brother.
That's right.
Let me ask
now,
this brother. Go ahead, respond.
I appreciate your passion. I appreciate your passion, brother. Now, I'm going to ask you a series of questions.
Go ahead.
First question is, and I'm just saying, give me the facts of what has, give me the case that R. Kelly has been proven that he touched a young girl.
I don't care that in the court system that is not, The world don't work around what's been
okay,
proven.
Okay, well, hold on. You ain't
got
to give me a long-winded answer. I just asked
right.
if you could give me one case.
Know.
I just
the
asked
video.
You could give me one
the case.
Video.
One case where it's been proven,
the
like,
video.
One case where it's been, I'm going to answer, one case that's been proven, like Kev said, this adult man married a 15-year-old girl, child. That's,
right.
that's the case right there. That's wrong.
Okay.
Ain't nobody
all right.
Okay.
Let me address that.
No,
now,
go to the next question. You already did. Go to the next question. So we'll be all
done. Well, you answered the first question. So I'm just
okay,
going to
go
address
ahead.
That real quick, and then I ask you the second.
Okay,
so as
go
far
ahead.
As him marrying, as far as him marrying Aaliyah, did he force Aaliyah to marry him? I'm just asking. Did he force her?
I ain't going to say force, but I don't know the exact definition of manipulation, but
are we,
I'm sure.
And are we talking about the same girl who sung the song that he wrote
age ain't nothing but a number and sung it willfully, what I'm sure with her parents' consent.
Right.
See,
now let me add this piece. Let me add this piece.
Now hold up, Kev. Let me ask them one more question. I'm gonna pass it over. Now you say you 41 years old, brother. And
yes,
I want
sir.
You to be honest. Be honest with me. Go
yes,
all
sir.
The way back. Go all the way back to when you was 13, 14, 15. Are you going to sit here and tell me right here on this show that you have never been around or seen a young Scottish girl?
All day long. I mean, but what that got to do with anything, though?
What they got to do with it is they exist.
So if a woman walking around with booty shorts and a bra on, they give you the right to take advantage of them?
I don't think you're taking advantage of them. Obviously, they selling something. See, we constantly accusing the man, but I'm saying, when are we going to start holding these women and their families accountable for their actions?
Man, that's called
and
rape,
that's called rape.
So we went to, let's say me and you go down to a spring break, and all of these girls out here drunk, partying, and doing whatnot. So since they drunk and wearing a little bit of nothing, as men or as young men, let's just put ourselves in the same age bracket as them. We got the right to take advantage of them because they put themselves out there?
No.
And now this is what I'll say. I will say no. But are we gonna pretend like the actions of those young women are correct? Are we just gonna pretend like what they doing is okay though, right?
So in other words, you as a man got R. Kelly tendencies in you, because you saying that all the things that he did was okay. So if a girl walk around with nothing on,
we don't know he did that.
You can take it up on yourself as a man. So you said that you just said so. I just asked you, we was at a spring break, and the girls was out here doing dumb stuff, drinking, naked, doing all these kind of things. And since they doing this thing, since they put their stuff out there, it ain't nothing wrong with us taking advantage of them. That's what you just said.
Exactly.
You said,
I said I wouldn't, but what I'm saying is it's still an accusation. How do we know for a fact that R. Kelly did that?
No, you flipped. We're trying to stick to the point where we were just at.
I'm just trying to understand you.
You as the
So what you want me to do is to basically pretend that R. Kelly is guilty of what he's accused of, right?
I'm not saying to pretend that he's guilty or nothing, because like I said, I'm not a fan of the judicial system. So 9 out of 10 stuff that's going on in the court of law, I don't believe it. I'm going to come up with my own opinion. I don't need six people that don't know half of the stuff about the situation that's going on. Their opinion ain't better than mine. I can listen to it and read facts and just like them. You know what I mean?
Let me hop in, Carla, because I don't want to go too long. Like, we could go back and forth all day.
Okay.
You know, thank you for the call, bro. We appreciate you.
Okay.
And we're going to try to. I think he made some good points. I just want to say this real quick before we get to the next caller. According to an interview that Dame Dash did online, and he was engaged to Aaliyah, right? So this is per what Dame Dash said out of Aaliyah's mouth. She said herself that R. Kelly was a bad man. You see what I'm saying? So this is another victim speaking, looking back what happened to her, Aaliyah. This is Dame Dash. You can pull this interview up on YouTube where Dame Dash is talking about his relationship with Aaliyah and how when she talked about the R. Kelly situation, she was like, he said it was very difficult for her to talk about it, but she said out of her own mouth that R. Kelly was a bad man and he was doing some bad things. So that's just for the record. And like I said,
Michael Jackson was bad. What's the definition of bad?
Well, in that context, you were saying he did some bad things to her and to other women. You see what I'm saying in that context? But let's get to some other calls.
Do we know her definition of bad?
Well, you got to go listen to the interview, my brother. That's what I say. You go listen to the interview, and then you determine what you think bad means when he say that or when she said that. But let's get to some other callers, Rigel.
Okay, let's go to the call line. Area code 636-757. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment? Area code 636-756.
All right, okay. They may just be listening.
Hello.
Oh, yes,
I have a comment.
All right. First, did you see the Surviving R. Kelly documentary, and what's your comment?
I did. I watched it. I watched the entire thing. And first of all, those young girls, they're not thoughts. They are victims. Now, Brother Mufasa, do you have kids?
I surely do.
You have daughters?
I have all daughters.
Okay, so
come on,
children
sister.
Are very impressionable. Children are very.
It.
Excuse me.
I can take it, sister. Come on, give it to me raw.
Children are very impressionable. So, just like you can entice a child with candy, if you have a young girl who is trying to get into the music industry, who just maybe isn't getting certain things at home, because I do fault the parents, let me just say that first. Somebody famous like R. Kelly, she's going to be, like, intrigued by him, and it's going to be very easy for him to manipulate her and get her to do things that a young child should not do. There is no reason for a grown man. I have a 13-year-old daughter. There is no reason for a grown man to even have a conversation with my daughter if I am not around, especially someone who is not related to her, and you have to watch relatives also.
Facts.
There's no reason at all. So those little girls,
facts.
Those babies, because that's what they are, it is not their fault. It is his fault.
Right.
Now, if they're right now, 30 years later, yes, there is some type of agenda, but I'm just going to stick with this right here. He was wrong. You cannot call them a thought, because I'm not going to call my 13-year-old daughter a thought.
Facts.
Well, let me ask you this, caller, because I asked the brother on beforehand this too, and you be honest with me as well. Have you ever in your life been around a young teenage girl that was promiscuous?
Oh, yes, I definitely have. But this is the thing.
Do young thoughts exist is what I'm asking.
Let me explain something to you, though. I have been around young teenage girls that were promiscuous, but they are young and they are impressionable. So I am not going to call them a thot or a whore. I'm not going to do that.
Right.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Because as a grown man, you should be strong enough to resist whatever urges that you have.
There you go.
He totally.
There you go.
Now I agree with that, but I have to call a spade a spade. And if you,
but it's not their fault.
13.
That's the thing. It's not their fault.
If you are 13 and you are loose, and there's young women out here that are loose. I mean, that's the reality.
I don't care if you're 13, 14, 15, 16, and you're loose. You're
loose
a hoe, whatever.
Loose.
If you are a grown man, you should not even be associating with a child like that. If she comes to you and you think she looks older, then you need to say, wait a minute, hold on now, this is a baby.
You 100% right. But see, that's why I agree with what you said about the parents. Because see, they should not have let their kid, you know, be alone with him. But see, that's the thing. When you look behind, when you look at this situation for what it is, can't y'all tell there's other agendas to this with the parents and the children?
But that's the thing. No, but this is the thing. Maybe you need to watch it, because maybe you'll have a clear understanding. Because honestly, before I watched this, I was with some things. Well, I was already done with the whole Aaliyah situation because that was already bizarre to me.
Right.
But watching this and seeing, hearing some girls and seeing like just like getting some more knowledge, like no, like getting more informed about the situation, I looked at it even, it was even worse to me. But like I said, I was done with Aaliyah because there is no way in the world that if my daughter was 15, that she's going to marry a 27-year-old man.
Right, and I'm with you, Carla. Let me share this because in the docuseries, and you probably need to watch it, brother, there was a young girl who said that she had skipped school. She was 14 years old when R. Kelly was going on trial, and she skipped school, and she was hanging out, had signs. Do you know that he approached this girl like when she was 16 and manipulated her and have sex with her? She told him she was a virgin before they had sex, and he said
How does, just like she said, how does R. Kelly get access to a 16-year-old girl?
He got access to her because, okay, but wait a minute.
How does R. Kelly go after a 16-year-old girl as a grown 30-something-year-old man? How does he go after a 16-year-old girl? That is the question you should ask.
So R. Kelly rolling around in the hood, R. Kelly rolling down the street and saw a bunch of 16-year-old girls with signs and said, hey, baby, come here, and got on her. Is that how y'all telling me this happened?
With social media, anything is possible. Number two, he made contact with her during her case, during his case. Then more, it was contact like a couple of years later. If she contacted him, I have a brother-in-law who is in the industry. And do you know how many DMs he gets from young girls that he ignores?
Exactly.
This is the thing. He has to be strong enough to ignore it. My son is a senior in high school, and when I go to his high school, some of the things that those little boys say to me and the looks that they give me are disgusting.
Yeah.
I ignore them because they are babies, and I'm 38 years old.
Let me ask you this real quick, Carla, because I want to ask this before you go. Help me understand, why does a girl 13 to 16, why is a girl DMing R. Kelly, and what is that conversation about?
Because this is the thing. Girls are, young girls, like my daughter has celebrity crushes. That is normal. That is completely normal. We all had a crush on somebody older when we were younger. So now, because they have access to them, they send them a message like, oh my gosh, I'm such a fan. And that pervert then feeds into that.
Okay, and then the
my
young girl continues
doesn't even
to,
say thank you to
go
the baby.
With it. And then the young girl, because she has a crush, she continues to, you know, go back
so
and forth, right?
Then he talks to her, she talks back, they talk some more, and then there it is.
And there it is, exactly.
But
now,
he was the one who continued it.
Exactly. As the man, you should shut that down right then and there. We're talking about babies. You should not be corresponding with a baby.
Like,
all right, let me ask you this, brother Kev. Let's just say it was one of the B2K members when they were teenagers performing. Okay? If they 15 and the 13, 14-year-old girl DM them the same situation and they hook up and have sex, is that okay?
They're both children.
You talking about
Is it okay?
They're both children.
They're kids.
Is it okay?
They're kids.
So it's okay.
They're kids. It's just the
so
same.
So that
as
means
as
it's okay.
No,
that's
it's
what
the same
y'all
as
saying,
if I'm
right?
16, if I'm 16 and I meet a boy that's 14, 15, and I have sex with him, we are children.
They're both kids.
And y'all
it's
saying
not
that's
it's not
okay.
An adult.
So as long as this kid is having sex, it's okay.
But you're getting away from the issue.
Exactly.
No, I'm just
asking
the question.
We're talking about a grown man.
Just, as long as this kid
is,
it's okay. That's all I'm asking. Y'all telling me as long as it's children, it's okay.
I'll answer. No, it's not okay. Just like it's
that's
not okay.
That's all I want to know. It's not okay.
But
it's not okay.
That's not the issue. That's not the issue at hand.
But that's why we have to address the young girls as well.
Not, but
because
the thing is,
okay.
As a grown man, you don't pursue young girls. You don't associate
you
with
go.
Young girls. As a grown woman, you don't take, you don't associate with young boys. Flat out.
That's why I see. Y'all emotionally so emotionally attached. Y'all not really hearing me.
No,
what
I'm hearing
saying
you, and
is,
I'm not emotionally
you have
attached.
To address
I
both
know what I'm talking
situation.
About.
You have to
okay,
address
so
both
your daughter,
situations.
You have a 13-year-old daughter, and she or your 16-year-old daughter, you find that she's having sex. Yes, it's wrong. But if it's a 17-year-old
exactly.
boy, yes, it's wrong. But it's going to be worse if he's 37.
Exactly. There you go. There you
bad
go.
Bad is bad.
Flat out.
There you go.
I'll
there
go ahead and let you all
bad
get on
is,
with another caller.
Yes, thank you, caller.
Thank
bad
you.
Bad is
thank
bad.
You. Have a good
thank
one.
You.
Thank
you.
Much, caller.
All right. Peace, peace.
Listen, y'all. Bad is bad.
Right,
bad is bad. After we get through hitting Kelly, and these young girls is still gonna be doing what they're doing because of what we saying. That's cute. That's cute for them to have their little man crushes and DM men. That's okay.
That's part of you.
So just as long as the man know better, the man should know better not to say nothing back.
Right.
But it's okay for the young girls. We're not gonna address the young. We ain't gonna say nothing about the young girls.
No.
We just let them have their little crushes and DM men and boys. And we don't say nothing about that.
No, slow down. You're going too fast because being attracted to a person of the opposite sex once you go through puberty, these are normal emotions. So you cannot compare two teenage kids.
Oh, now it's a normal emotion.
It's what do you mean it's normal? That's basic. That's how we all got here. Through sex.
So when
like,
you was when
normal.
You was 14, 15, was you trying to holler at grown women?
I mean,
when you was 14, 15,
no,
was you trying to holler at grown women?
No, but I thought grown women.
No,
were
you wasn't. You wasn't.
But no,
but you wasn't trying to holler at them.
But I
you wasn't trying to holler at them, no.
To grown women, though. But, I mean,
but
I
you wasn't trying to holler at them. You didn't act on it. You didn't act on it. Why didn't you act on it?
No, that's not the point. That's not the point. And
it is the point. It is the point because these young women, they got crushes and they acting up on it too. And y'all letting that go back.
No, we're talking about
just
because
I'm 14 to 15 and I see a 30-year-old woman that I think is fine. That don't give me the right to let me DM her. Let me try to get her number. No, that's not appropriate on me neither.
Bro, but we can't, we cannot do that because as the adult, if I do try to holler at an older woman and I'm a teenager, she should be the one to be like, no, you're a kid. You see what I'm saying? It's up to the adult.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not disagreeing with you.
It's up to the
I'm not disagreeing with you.
The one to shut that down.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
The adult. So we can't go there. And victim blame these kids. Yes, they may have been thoughts. They may have been.
You gonna shut it down, and then guess what she gonna do after you shut it down? After you shut it down, guess what she gonna do? She gonna move on to the next one. She moving on to the next one. That's what I'm saying. We gotta address these young girls and what they do too. They not innocent in this. Come on now.
All right. Well, let's
come on now.
We gonna leave it like that. Yeah, let's go to call lines. Let's go to call lines.
Okay. Area code 314-565. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment? Area code 314-565. Do you have a question or a comment?
No, I do not. No.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. Go ahead, Roger. Let's get another call.
Well, I was just going to say that because I'm listening. I'm doing a lot of listening.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with just acknowledging the truth. And it's okay to recognize that if you or me or any reasonable adult have a child that is doing inappropriate things such as trying to pursue an older man, that is definitely out of line, and it needs to be addressed. Even if leave an older man out of it. If her behavior or his behavior is that they are pursuing anyone at that age on a sexual type of mentality is wrong and should be addressed. We sit our
kids
down,
saying.
even if it's another person of their age. I would sit my daughter down and try to deter her away from that way of thinking. So it's okay to say that that's wrong. I'm not saying
right.
that R. Kelly's behavior is right. He definitely is wrong, and it's totally okay to acknowledge that it is totally inappropriate for a grown man to be with a little kid. That is totally wrong, out of line, and he's definitely wrong for that. And I do agree that if a child was to approach him as a man, willing or not, thought or not, naked or not, he should not even be interested, let alone strong
exactly.
enough to resist. He shouldn't even have a desire for a
there
child.
You go.
That's right.
He shouldn't have to even be fight. It shouldn't be a. He shouldn't even have to fight back a desire for a kid. It shouldn't even be there.
That's perfect balance. But that's perfect balance right there, Sister Raja. That's perfect balance to what that's. You hit it all on the head right there.
Because it's wrong behavior, and that's why I was saying earlier that we have to acknowledge the bad behavior, and that's what we're trying to do that, but we don't want to just harper over one person because there are dysfunctions all across this line here with the parents, with the kids, with him, you know, with the people
exactly.
around him, like someone mentioned that. You know,
exactly.
We have to be truthful. We just have to acknowledge the dysfunction.
I agree. Now look, that's why I asked you at the beginning: do the society have a blame too? Because look at this: if you're going to blame these young thot girls, right? We got to look at these young women in our culture who promote
that's making thot girls. That's making thot kids.
But let's take out.
Let me finish. Let me listen. Her last name is Minaj. You got to look at Cardi B. You can even go back to Little
Ooh.
Kim. All these women promote this promiscuous
Ooh.
Sexual freedom type
go
behavior
ahead, brother.
That our kids and girls listen to. So if you're going to blame
hey.
These young women,
Facts.
We got to look at the totality of everything in our society and how the thought culture is promoted on Instagram.
Yes,
look
sir.
At these, look at twerking videos. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Look at the female hip-hop
yes.
artists that some of them that are out, and they promote this type of behavior that our kids
right.
follow behind, and they feel like to get attention from a man, they have to show their backside, they got to twerk, they got to do this, do that.
That's
so
right.
We got to look at the total
exactly.
picture of everything.
I have
that's
to
blame
right.
these
babies
because
I want to address something. I got to
all
be here.
Young kids and been impressionable, and we know that we live in a celebrity culture where we look up to these people who promote this behavior. You see what I'm saying? So to blame these children, I think is victim blaming, and we should not even go there. You feel what I'm saying? We should look at their parents first and foremost. And see where they going wrong with raising these kids and the type of values they're instilling in these babies to where they feel like they need to do these things to get attention from older men or men in general. You see? So we got to look
okay,
at that.
Okay, Brother Kevin.
We got to look at all that.
And before we get to the call, let me just say this. I get what you're saying. I'm with you. I'm not disagreeing with anything you just said, but let's try to change the perception a bit without the word blame. See, that's what we're getting caught up in. Get the word blame out. It's not like we're blaming the victim. We're pointing out the dysfunction in the behavior of one of the particular people that was involved, which are the minors. Then you point out the dysfunction and R. Kelly, you know, and what his role is. Because that's what it is. It's not like, I don't think Mufasa is necessarily, I don't think anyway. You might be blaming the victims or the kids, but I'm for one not saying that I blame them, but I still acknowledge their error in their behavior, which caused them to be in this situation. Because if
well,
they wasn't, Well,
no, if he wasn't if he did that, because he can shut that down. As the adult, he can shut that behavior down and be like, look, little girl, you too fast, go to school,
right,
blah, 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 dude. And he's the adult.
He's right. I understand that. He can shut it down. He can shut it down. But it's just like other men have shut it down. But just like other men have shut it down. But if the girls are going to continue to display bad behavior, it's going to be why provoke somebody? Yeah, they supposed to not want it, but why provoke them? You don't provoke, and that's a provoking thing. So that's why you address your child. If your child is walking around here doing inappropriate things that is too of age for them, that's why you shut it down, because you don't want them to wind up in a situation where they are put in atmosphere where a young man has to decide, or a grown man is going to decide. They don't have to, but if they're going to decide if I'm going to try to do something inappropriate with this little baby or not, you don't even want your daughter in that situation. So you address
that's why
he should be addressed. They all wrong.
Right. That's why as a community, we should be holding the adults to a higher standard when it comes to these type of things. So if the girl is hot or not and she's a kid, the adult men in the community should be checking her. If she tries to come on to them sexually, men in the community should be checking her and shutting that behavior down. Or
and you know what she going to do next? And then you know what she going to do? She going to go after the women.
I mean, I don't know. That's neither here nor there. I don't know about that.
You just woke up.
But yeah, let's
saying, if you don't address, the reason I said that, if you don't address the behavior of these females, like Brother Kirk is saying, you know, the men got to shut it down. You go to the next guy, he shut it down. But nobody is still saying, pulling this child to the side to correct her behavior. You can see, I mean, something wrong with her. So next, if all the men shutting it down, trust me, next she's going to be lesbian. She's going to be messing with the females. It's something wrong with her behavior.
I do agree. That has to be definitely
addressed.
It's
got to be addressed.
And then it does. The behavior of all parties, it needs to be addressed, because it's going to continue if it's not ever addressed. And then let me just say this one quick thing. I'm hoping I can remember. Brother Kevin, you just said this last about society and how it kind of teaches us young girls to, I guess you kind of fill me in if I'm going wrong. Did you say something like the society teaches young girls how to be thoughts and dress, small clothes on?
I'm saying the culture that is promoted within black society a lot of times is thottish behavior. Like I say, the most popular rappers that are out, these are former strippers, people who promote sexual freedom and, you know, no slut shaming and all these type of things. So that culture is out there, and young girls, unfortunately, a lot of them with not a lot of guidance, may gravitate towards that type of behavior. So I'm not, you know, I don't want to blame, the rappers personally.
I just wanted to throw this.
It's part of our culture. You dig?
Right, and that is true. I do agree with that. It is our culture. I just wanted to just throw something out there, because I always hear, you didn't really touch on what I was looking for you to repeat, but I think I remember, because I always hear people talk about how the females, you know, we shouldn't dress a certain kind of way or do a certain kind of thing to get guys and things like that. Well, I think the thing is, the guys in society, these are the things that you guys speak about, and I almost kind of like tell the young ladies, this is what we want y'all to do in order to get y'all. I just wanted to throw that out there. I don't want to get too far off the topic, but I hear that so often, and I think it's just not the men actions and behaviors not really addressed to say they also help, kind of encourage that behavior too. It's not just women waking up like, yeah, I'm going to put these little shorts on, he going to like it. It's just that we know that you're going to like it, that they do it. Because you say you're going to like, those are the things, you know what I'm saying? So, okay, I don't want
right,
to get too far. You guys take
the
call away.
Yeah, let's take a call. If you're just joining us real quick, this Collective Minds Radio, we are talking about surviving R. Kelly. We have had a great dialogue, great bill. Give us a call. We're down to the last 30 minutes of the show. The number is 929-477-1697. Let's get to the caller.
Okay. Let's do area code 616. 314-616. I'm sorry. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or comment?
Peace. How's everybody doing?
314-616. Hey, Colin.
Peace, Colin. What's up?
Hey. I'm sorry that I'm always in and out. And I want to say that I really believe that what we have going on throughout the first quarter of this year is going to be more exciting than what we had the entire last year. But as it relates to this R. Kelly situation, I'm really in line, and I want to hear from you as well, Star, with the men. I think that we're overlooking the facts. I think that white supremacy has trained our minds to just attack this person, and I don't think that we see that really what's going on is the attack on the black man. You know,
right. So
we can. I didn't see the entire documentary. A friend of mine did show me some of the clips, and I saw like, you know, four or five women. And here's what I'll say: R. Kelly, I think that he's a sex addict, and I think that he likes silly girls. He takes advantage of people that have low self-esteem. Now,
right.
If you view that as a crime, then that's one thing. But when I'm looking at a woman that's saying she was 35 at the time, and you're making this decision, when I'm looking at a woman that was 19 or whatever, and even as a father with a 15, soon to be 16-year-old daughter, you know, if your daughter is leaving and she comes home with, you know, $1,000 in her pocket and some tennis shoes, you know, you ain't got them for, you know. So with me, what I see is that there were not strong male figures probably around these women. You know, and I think that he took advantage of that. But at no point, factual-wise, did we see where there was forcible entry. Now, it's crazy to me that, you know, under the law of white supremacy, that the Negroes know so much. They said that they dropped all the charges that they had him under in Florida.
Right,
but
in Florida.
Being innocent, the black
right.
person still wants to be guilty. You know, so
right.
it shows you the self-hate, but as it relates to the women, I see the same thing I saw with the Michael Jackson situation. It's like, you know, you are long for the ride while it lasted, and then 20 years later you want to act delusional like you were unaware. And, I mean, as a parent, again, with a daughter, I don't limit this thing to age because I'm not leaving my daughter unattended with any male that I feel like she can't overpower. So
facts.
Yeah, she's going over her friend's house, and she has a 14 or 15 year old brother. Without a responsible supervised parent, that's going to be a no go.
Right.
But maybe I'm missing something, you know. So
you ain't missing nothing. You right and exact.
Yeah. Right. I'm trying to get what it is that I'm missing. Like, I'm seeing the way the black men are being targeted and torn down. I think this story with R. Kelly has been a way, and I don't want to go down a rabbit hole, but I think this is a way to deviate from what happened down in Houston, because the propaganda,
right.
And I mean, like, even with the documentary, you have to understand, even if it was a black woman that did it, white supremacy controls that network, so they control the program. And they can make a person to be out what they want you to be. Like Malcolm X said, if you don't pay careful attention, they'll have
it is what it is.
Hating your friend. You know.
Right. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That's how we know that was a witch hunt. That was a witch hunt.
Now look,
and the same white
look.
Lady who ran that show don't give a damn about them black women.
Right.
Now look, exactly. Now let me go in. Let me go in on that too, real quick. I'm glad you mentioned that, caller, because like I said in the beginning, there is another agenda to this, right? So with everything I said about R. Kelly, I'm going to put this in the context of white supremacy, right? This whole thing with this docuseries on R. Kelly was a hit piece on straight black men. Now, the woman who did this is a black woman named Dream Hampton. But make no mistake, this was funded by white people, okay? And it included on the documentary, there were writers from Ebony, The Root. They had the Me Too woman on there, Tarana Burke. They got these people, Shea Butter feminists on there who all have a hatred for black men. Okay.
How many were homosexual? How many were homosexual?
What on the on the video?
And I wanna jump in with this too. R. Kelly's
go ahead,
crime,
my brother.
R. Kelly's only crime because in America it's a crime for a black man to give out good sex. Because I can look at Hugh Hefner, and we know that there are underage women that are hanging out at that Playboy ranch waiting to become of age so they can pose in the front of his magazines and play videos. And
right.
I mean, even there were some accusers in the Bill Cox case that said they were in the Playboy mansion, but nobody's looking at
that. And where was the outrage?
Right.
Right, but look at
this,
though.
Again, like, if we want to look at the facts, okay, am I wrong or am I right? Did one of the mothers admit that their own daughter called the police on her and said, that's not my mother? So maybe this daughter wanted to be a sexual deviant. I don't know. You know, and I think maybe as a parent, maybe it's something hard to accept. But
right. If
your daughter's calling the police on you, you know, saying, hey, that's not my mother, or, you know, this, that, and the other, and I mean, she's leaving and coming back. At no time
right. Did
I hear a story where R. Kelly, you know, went out to a playground or whatever and actually kicked these women and held them hot. I didn't.
Right. Okay,
that's what I'm saying.
Well, I ain't going to defend that, but look at.
Hold on.
Go ahead, bro.
I want to make one more quick point. See, like, we have to quit allowing white supremacy to manipulate our mind because while these women are labeled victims, how come, was it Santonia Brown, the 16-year-old girl that killed her predator that was trying to attack her? Now she needs to life. Your 14-year-old son that's selling drugs, he needs to life because he's a black male. He knows better. So stop with the double standard. You know, if you're going to tell me that a 17-year-old is an accountable for their whereabouts, let that not be gender or race specific. Put that out there.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate it, Carla. Let me go in real quick. We got about 23 minutes left for the live stream. It's Collective Minds Radio. We are talking about the Surviving R. Kelly docuseries that was on Lifetime this weekend. Now, for me, like I said, this is Brother Kev. I keep everything in the context of white supremacy. So with this documentary, like I said, this was a hit piece because, believe it or not, in the dominant society, R. Kelly represents all black males. And this is a classic case of the media. They hide white people's dirt, but they expose black people's dirt all the time. And they put us on Front Street. So now you have R. Kelly, who's the quote-unquote face of pedophilia and sexual predator, right? You got Bill Cosby, who's the face of rape. You got Kareem Hunt, who's the face of domestic violence. You got Kevin Hart, who's the face of homophobia. You got Farrakhan, who's the face of anti-Semitism. See, all these things, we have to start peeping game on how they're attacking black men, because I can name a list of white men who most people have never even heard about who have sexual deviancy on record.
That's right.
But the
mainstream
media cover up their dirt, and even if they do expose their dirt, they keep it, they humanize them. You see, they make it seem like, though, they just made a mistake or they're getting help. But even with R. Kelly, he may be a predator, but they're going to the full extent of making him a villain and a monster and all these type of things. When you have Woody Allen, who married his adopted daughter, This is sick. He married his adopted daughter. You got Roman Polanski. You got Jeffrey Epstein, who is a billionaire. He only did 13 months, and he's accused, allegedly, of having sex with over 80 underage women on his island. You see what I'm saying? You got Anthony Weiner, who was a U.S. congressman who is doing time right now for relations and texting a 13, 14-year-old girl. You got Kevin Spacey, who's been allegedly accused of sexually assaulting men, young boys. Okay, you got all these Catholic priests out here, but where are the mainstream documentaries on these people? No, this is a classic case of exposing black men and making black men the face and what's wrong with everything in society. Not just black men, straight black men are the problem in society if the media tells it, right? So we got to start peeping game. And with R. Kelly, we could have canceled him a long time ago as black society. We should have not been supporting his music, going to his concerts. This could have been nipped in the bud a long time ago, really, if we really cared about the women and about the children.
Brother Kev,
but
Brother Kev,
I feel like
just, I got to add this real quick. I just want to say this quick because it's just like we talked about before with that song, Age Ain't Nothing But His Number. If we really was worried and concerned, why did that song be, what was it number one hit? Everybody should have been like, I don't agree with this.
Exactly.
We should have been protesting in. We should have been protesting in to get that taken off the earth.
There you go. Now look at this. Now I'm going to give y'all this too. Do y'all remember the show To Catch a Predator?
Yeah.
Y'all remember that show To Catch a Predator where they would – where they would set these guys up online thinking they talking to little girls and they would come to the house and they'd bust them? Now, that show was taken off the air. Now, I suspect it was taken off the air because they were catching too many white males trying to go after these young girls. You see what I'm saying? Every other show, there was a white
male. It wasn't black
men. It wasn't exactly, but you would think this is a good show. This would prevent people from, at least they would think twice about trying to meet these young girls online. That was a good show that could have been very beneficial to society as far as stopping men from being predators on these young girls. So why did they take that off? So that's another thing. We have to peep what is going on and the attack on the black men in this country, and they really are ramping it up. Like the caller said, they're going to really ramp it up. Was R. Kelly doing something predatory, in my opinion?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But there are so many white males in Hollywood and around the country that are doing deviant acts that get swept under the rug and people never hear about. So, people, we have to... We have to hold all these predators accountable.
Everybody
got to
be held accountable.
All of them need to be held accountable. So we cannot make R. Kelly the face of a sexual predator behavior. He's not the face, in my opinion. There's a lot of more people if we're going to have this conversation. You
it
see
is
what I'm saying?
Right.
And, my last point is this is because, just real quick, because black people – we have to start to control our own culture, right? Because we let the dominant society, because they have the resources, they build our artists up, they give them money, they give them fame, give them a sense of power, knowing that these people may have skeletons in their closet, they may have addictions, they may have all these things, but they build them up just so they can watch them fall. And we've seen this
time and time again.
They
give them addictions.
Exactly. They give them addiction. And we've seen this time and time again with Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, O.J. Simpson, Richard Pryor, Bill Cosby. Like, there's a long list of black people that they have built up and to tear them down and just watch them fall. And then black people are the ones who really are going at them like, yeah. But there's a lot of white counterparts who are doing the same things or even worse, you know, getting away scot-free. So we can't ignore gag quote either. You see what I'm saying? And
that's why I hated that I had to.
Go ahead,
and I didn't mean to sound
so insensitive, and it wasn't
that I was trying to be so insensitive to the youngsters, but attacking R. Kelly is just surface level. You know, if we don't touch on all these situations and realize, like what Brother Kevin said about black masculinity being under attack, we're losing.
Fact.
Like I said, as soon as we go after the witch hunt and get R and you know, lock him up, whatever, we ain't address none of these issues with young women, doing what they doing, with parents being, not responsible for their kids. We not touching none of that. We leaving all that stuff off the table. And I'm saying, no,
right.
We need to address it all. All of it has to be addressed.
Right. Agreed. And that leads to the next point. So we do have one caller, but I also want to get to solutions. Just as far as the community, as far as parents, as far as how do we move forward? Because my thing is, we could have prevented all of this in 96. Okay, if it wasn't 96, the tape came out in 2002. Where was all this stuff in 2003, 2004, 2005? Here it is, 2019, and we're just doing something. The damage has already been done. So how do we move forward and prevent these type of events from occurring in our families and in our communities? You see what I'm saying? So let's go ahead and go to the call lines. Let's see if we get one more caller.
Well, it's going to be our last caller.
Yeah, this will be our last caller.
Okay. Area code 314-381. Caller, you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or comment?
You know, you guys, I hear people always throwing these issues on white folks and white supremacy, which I always have had a disagreement. But let me put some names out there. Kevin, you in St. Louis, you remember these names. You had Boss Man McGee.
Boss Man, I remember Boss Man. Everybody,
you got Eddie
Boss
Long.
Right.
You had the East St. Louis teacher over in East St. Louis High School, where you had two girls were fighting each other because what he was buying them and wasn't buying the other one. You had John Conyers, congressman in Michigan, in Detroit, covered Detroit. Yeah, Cleo Robinson, Lawrence Taylor.
Right.
So this stuff goes on. You got black mothers having sex with their sons. This stuff goes on in the black community. And white folks ain't
correct
making these folks do these things. And let me tell you something
else. This is my point real quick. This is my point. I'm not saying it doesn't go on in our community. What I'm saying is our dirt is more exposed than their dirt. See, their dirt is hidden and swept under the rug, and they're even humanized and made to feel sorry for, where our people are demonized.
Well, that's not
vilified.
True, Kevin.
That's what I'm saying.
You got,
no,
you know the reason why come your dirt is not thrown out there? Because blacks don't put it out there. Mount Beulah Church there on Hantley Road and Page, Reverend Shields. I know a whole lot of stuff that he's done with women. One woman named was Margaret Cole. She told me what they done when they went on those retreats. Blacks don't put that out there. And then when this stuff is going on, who is supposed to come take care of it? Well, you wait for whites to come do it. Why come there's no black groups that's going after these white perpetrators that do these wrong things?
Agree.
I mean, you have to ask yourself that question.
Agree.
And you know, you talk about the girls. Here's the key thing. If it's not illegal, how are you going to stop it? Whatever R. Kelly, and I don't know nothing about R. Kelly, but if R. Kelly is having concerts and these rappers are having concerts and saying the lyrics that they're saying, the people out there in the audience is cheering that on. What they're doing is not illegal. And you know another point. 12-year-old girls, thanks to Obama, can go get an abortion without getting parent approval. So how do you know what they're doing?
Oh. Wow. Now, yeah, see. Yeah, I didn't know that. But I feel like as a community, we do have to have a mechanism where we can control and punish people who violate our community.
Let me contribute to your solution.
Make documentaries.
I told my daughters, I told my daughters, don't be dating white men, boys, and don't bring none home. Well, see, I'm a racist right then and there.
No, you're not.
Because of the definition of the way it's applied today. I told my grandson the same thing. Your solution is with your own kids. That's where it started. You ain't going to solve.
Right.
You see, what you tell your kids, what I told my daughter, I can't go across the street and tell the man's daughter across the street the same thing. Think about it.
Well, that was a time you could, though. That was a time when you
could. No, I ain't never known no time when I could go across the street and tell Mr. Johnson's daughters, and I can't think of her, Ardella, don't be dating white men.
Well, no,
yeah, they probably
would have
chased my ass off.
Right. No, I'm saying there was a time where the community, where if you did something down the street, the lady down the street would correct your behavior if you was out of line. And probably go
well, you ain't
going to
do that
I'm
today.
That was a time
no, you're not
right.
going to be whooping no kids on the street today.
Right, right,
now,
right.
I took some on the baseball thing and shook the hell out of them. But, you know, I had the discussions about that. But that's my solution. You work with your own children. That's the only thing that you
hey,
can do up sure.
Carla, speaking of dealing with your own children, did you say you had daughters?
Yeah.
How would you feel, or how would you handle your daughter, say she was 13 years old, and you caught her writing crushed love letters to one of your friends that's your age?
Well, that right there is against the law. You know what? I'm going to tell
you,
I had a text message. Well, first place I would, you know, bring it to the authorities, because if I took matters in my own hands, I wouldn't be here talking to y'all.
You're going to say something to your daughter, ain't you? You gonna
say
something to your daughter.
Do y'all
okay.
see? Well, let me get these two things out real quick. First thing is that has to go through the. I had somebody text me and was asking me questions about dating and so forth. It sounded like it was a female, but it could have been a setup. I asked them, said, do your parents know you were texting strangers? Then it stopped. So those things do go on. People try to entrap folks. And, I mean, that's just, look, the only thing you can do is take care of your kids and lead them in the right path.
Disregard
what other people say. I wouldn't let my daughter
that's
eat
right.
candy. Shit, they was going to call
that's
a division
right.
of family service on me. It's a shame you don't let your daughter eat candy.
Right. That's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. So take
yeah,
care of your
so
kids, y'all.
Yes, sir. We
right on,
Carla. Yes, we appreciate you, Carla. That's a good start, because I do want to just give, you know, Raiju and Brother Mufasa some solutions. Or what do y'all think are the solutions as we wrap up these last 8 minutes of the show? It's been a great show, y'all. But, yeah, let's get to some solutions. Raiju, what do you think? Give us some solutions. You can
well, I think the last caller just said it best. You know, the last caller just said it best. The only thing I would add to that outside of you know, starting at home, because we already know it starts home. So I agree with the caller. Only thing I would add to that and starting at home as a reminder for us who would, you know, take that practice to start at home, recognize that we lead by example. So we raise up leaders. We lead by example. So that means we don't have to go knock on the next door neighbor's door and say, hey, don't do this, don't do that. We lead it by example, and hopefully people can see, you know, see us in a way where, you know, they follow, you know, in a sense. So that's the only thing I would add to that as far as a solution, because I totally agree with the caller. The solutions are start from within. You know, it starts from within. It don't even, did I even go a little step further real fast, even from the standpoint of, you know, with our children, from within ourselves, our personal self, because it starts from what's within us. And you guys hear me say that all the time, is what's within us that determines what we put out. You know, we want to be careful what we
right.
create in this world. We have to be conscious of what's within our hearts and in our minds and our spirits. It's going to determine what we create. If we've got bad things in us, we're going to create bad things. So we start
right,
from within,
right.
within ourselves, within our home, and lead by example.
Indeed. Brother Mufasa, give me some solutions in 2 minutes.
I agree. When it comes to this R. Kelly solution, going all the way back, the solution should have been, parents, don't let your young daughters go off to his concerts alone.
Don't let your young kids get in no type of uncompromising situation like that, being out there protesting on his behalf, and they're a teenager, they're a baby. Why are you in grown folks' business?
And you supposed to be in school.
You supposed to be in school worrying about your A's and B's and math and stuff instead of protesting for a grown man.
Facts.
Then second, when you catch your daughter laid up with a grown man, execute his ass on the spot. That's my solution.
Drive it to the heat.
There you go. Right. Okay. So, yeah, agree with everything. I'm going to just say this, family. We have to address predatory behavior in our household and in our family. You see what I'm saying? Because the worst thing in life is to everybody be at a family function, family reunion, and everybody know the uncle, the cousin is a predator, but nobody is addressing this issue. So I would say, family, address the issue in your family first. Protect your kids. Know where your kids are. And guide your kids the right way. You see what I'm saying? And like Mufasa said, if you know that there's a predator or a pedophile in your family, you have to deal with them. Everybody has to deal with them. So this is a conversation that needs to be had in a lot of black families, because it's like one of those things that are taboo and is not really talked about. But we have to, you know, be strong and have these conversations. And stay tuned to Collective Minds, because we will be doing a show on this this year. We've been kind of putting it off the last 2 years, but we will make it our business to do a show on pedophilia in black families and sexual predators and all that on Collective Minds Radio in the future. So stay tuned for that. I guess we go wrap it up, y'all. It's been a great dialogue. Thank you to all the callers and supporters. It's been great. It's been heated. The conversation is much needed, and I think the conversation should continue. If you have kids that are teenagers, it's a perfect teaching moment for them, you know, to let them know and express your feelings about how you feel moving forward and about, you know, different child's behavior and things like that. So it's a perfect teaching moment. Follow us on all social media. Thank you to all the callers and supporters once again. I let Rigel Starr and Mufasa, y'all can have the last words.
Hey, I'll be real quick. I appreciate the callers. Y'all was passionate. If y'all want to continue this dialogue, hit us up, collectiveminds@yahoo.com. We can email back and forth. We can chop it up that way. Go ahead, Rigel.
I just want to thank all the callers, our supporters. Tune in next Sunday. We'll have another good topic. And same, if you, the email address that Mufasa just gave you guys, if you have any topic ideas, anything you want to discuss with us or just get our opinions, also send it directly to that email. But other than that, look forward to seeing you guys next week. Follow us on Facebook,
right,
Instagram, everywhere. Look in the skies.
That's right. Collect your mind. You ain't got to think alike. You got to think, baby. Let's go.
Hands off.
Hands off Robert.
We gonna get hate mail behind that.
Stand on your square, we on the earn, we about to earn. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about. Whether it's on or a new point, calling with your new point. Compared to our collective, a colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers. Of the queens and the kings, we gon' get into some things. We been going deeper, breaking up the sleeper. Who be been a keeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking
like that.